we're doing Me'avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim gave us the first three conditions that a person should have in mind when he starts taking off Ma'aser Ksafim. When a person takes off a tithe, so the Chafetz Chaim said, you have to begin by stipulating the following things. It's recommended. Now, you have to, he said, firstly, a person should say, what I'm doing is Bli Neder. I'm not accepting this as a vow. I will try, Bezrat Hashem, to take off a tithe as follows. Secondly, you should have a set accounting. Every half a year, or maximum every year, you take an accounting of what your profits and losses are, and then you take off of the net your Ma'aser Ksafim. Thirdly, keep writing down what you've given to Tzedakah. Because we end up giving quite a nice sum when someone comes and asks us for this, that, and other thing. And that should be used when you're calculating your tithe. Take that off of what you owe to Ma'aser Ksafim. Fourthly, and that's where we're up to. The fourth condition is, Im le'eta cheshbon yireh sheyesh odef ma'aser al ma she'otzi, yireh la'afrisham mul chalakam techef. If a person sees, when he's doing the calculation, that he has extra money now for his tithe, so then he should set it aside and use it right away. Maybe you'll say, I want to give it to this cause or that cause, and right now they're not here. I can't give it to the cause I'd like. So then you could leave over the ma'aser by you till people come by. Then and you don't have to give it out right away. He says, and the truth is, as he explained earlier, the money's yours. When you designate money for Ma'aser Ksafim, it doesn't belong to anyone but you yet. And so, if right now you cannot allocate that money to the poor, for whatever reason, maybe they're not here right now, you're saving it to buy people matzah for Pesach. Right now it's Hanukkah, but you know that there are people who don't have matzah on Pesach, and right now the poor are managing, but you want to save it for the poor out in the north, you'll get to the north, Pesach time, and you want to give them matzahs on Pesach. So you could do that. And meanwhile, you're allowed to use the money. But there's one condition. That if you end up going to the north 2 weeks before Pesach, and you use the money, so you were going to bring them 10,000 shekel from your Ma'aser Ksafim, and now you don't have 10,000 shekel, so then the Chafetz Chaim says you're going to have to take a loan. Meaning, you took a loan technically when you took those 10,000 shekel and used it. So if you want to use it, fine, it's your money, but you have to realize that when the time is going to come and you will meet those people who you owe the Ma'aser Ksafim to, then you're going to have to pay it whether you have cash on hand or not, even if it means you have to take a loan. So this is an important idea. I run a gemach, and very often people ask me, how much money do you have in the gemach? And my answer is always the same. I strive to have none. So they say, what do you mean? I say, people don't give me money to hold money in the gemach. People give me money to use it, to help other people with it. It's not there so I have this big piggy bank that's collecting dust. So that's not the point. The point is that the money will be in use. It'll be helping people. So that's what he says. When you see you have Ma'aser money, set it aside and give it, use it, help people with it. You might say, okay, I'm saving it for such and such a cause. Fine, that's legitimate. But short of that, the money is there to help people, so let it help people. And the fifth condition is, אם ימצא שהוציא על הצדקה יותר מהמעשר, יש אומרים דיוכל נקות זה לבסוף מהמעשר של שנה שנייה. What happens if you overpaid on your taxes? You come to your accounting at the end of the year, you're standing there in the middle of the month of Elul, you're going through your accounting books, and it turns out you gave more charity than your tithe. So some say you could take it off of next year's tithe. You could say, okay, next year this comes off of my Ma'aser Ksafim. ויש אומרים דיוכל נקות זה לבסוף מהמעשר של שנה שנייה, ויש מחמירים בזה. And others are more stringent. They say, no, this, just like God judges you every year separately, what money you're going to make, so to your charity goes separately every year, and if you overpaid this year, you can't take it off of next year's. Al ken tov lasot kasher katavnu lemala, that's why, be smart, and do what I told you earlier, dainu sheyatne beferush bitchilat kabalatot mitzvat maaser, sheyachol latet maot litzdaka, al smach sheyigbe levasof, mimaaser, matai sheyizdamen, that you should make a condition, initially, that when you're doing this idea of a tithe, and you're giving the charity, you could give the money to charity now, and you could know that ultimately you're going to take that money back which is another way of saying I'm going to take it off of next year's check. Taking it off of next year's Ma'aser Kesafim. So, these are the five conditions of the Chafetz Chaim. The next point is very, very important. The idea of how do you calculate what's your net earnings from which you're going to take off the Ma'aser Kesafim. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.